NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and each and every week we are joined by the head coach of the Green Bay Gamblers, Pat Mikisch, in a hectic podcast recording as we talk right now on Tuesday, March 16th, because there's a game tonight. So, Coach, I guess let's start there. How does your week routine kind of change up a little bit when you have, because usually this is kind of when you get back to action just for practices, but tonight you got to get ready for a game.
Yeah, coming off the Friday, Saturday games in Chicago, you know, we came back, took Sunday off, had a light practice yesterday, and then guys will all come in this morning. It'll be an optional skate here, and then get ready for the 7 o'clock game. And then again, we're kind of in that body management, getting ourselves ready for the weekend where we go 3-3 with one of those being on the road.
And what kind of things, maybe, because obviously this isn't the first time we had that stretch earlier in the season where you played, you know, a similar streak of games. What were you able to learn about your team in terms of, you know, body recovery and things like that, and maybe how to use your guys from that week where you had a similar four games in a week stretch?
Yeah, like tonight's not as much of a concern. We'll be able to play our guys at a pretty regular basis, and our high minute guy like a Mason Lori, Jake Schmaltz, Jesse Tucker, you know, we'll be able to play them to their normal minutes, and then we'll start looking at minute counts, you know, a little bit tighter on a Friday and Saturday. And, you know, it's always nice if you get a lead and you can protect those guys a little bit. But, you know, there's nights that you got to go out and get your points and then worry about the next day a day later.
So going back to before we get into the nitty gritty about this weekend's series of with Dubuque and Muskegon, we'll take a look back at Chicago and giving up three goals a night. You know, when we chat last week, we were joking that it's a race to four, a race to five. How proud of you are you of your defense and of your goaltending to keep a high octane offense like the Steel relatively off the scoreboard?
Yeah, we did a nice job, you know, but they kept us off the board as well. You know, that first night, that was the first time we were shut out all year long. We had some chances, but we did not have the normal count that we would aim for in our locker room. And so credit to them on that Friday night game of, you know, winning that one 3-0. And then, but we had a nice bounce back that next day. And, you know, to win a 3-2 game in their building was a great credit. But yes, to your point, we defended very well, and our goalies made some timely stops.
Does that kind of give you a blueprint? Because obviously you're going to see the Steel, you know, several more times here before it's all said and done. Does that kind of give you and your coaching staff and your players a little bit of a blueprint on how to maybe slow them down?
Well, I thought we did a nice job in the middle of the ice. You know, we didn't give them the odd-numbered rushes they really like, especially on the Saturday game. You know, they're only two even-strength goals. On Friday, we're both breakaways off of turnovers by us. So there's always learning and game management things that we can improve on. But it was a pretty good 5-on-5 game for both teams. I thought both teams played very well on the weekend.
And then kind of moving forward here, like we mentioned before, a busy week. You got Dubuque on either side of Muskegon games. And tell us a little bit about how those two teams kind of differ from each other and how you'll have to change your styles of play, you know, throughout the course of the weekend.
Yeah, we've talked a lot through the year that we like to focus on what our positives are going to be against our different opponents. And, you know, with both of them, we've had success in the offensive zone. So, I mean, that's going to be a common thing that we have to find a way, you know, to manage pucks through the middle of the ice. They're both tighter checking teams in the neutral zone. So you're not going to get up the odd numbered rushes you'd like. You might not get that attack, but at the same time, getting to that offensive zone, we've had success. And so we just have to be committed to, you know, to kind of take it at one game at a time, because we're going to play Dubuque and then go to Muskegon, or play Muskegon for two here at the Resch, and then come back again and have to go to Dubuque. So it's a one game approach, but they have similarities in how they defend in the neutral zone and things like that. So there won't be a lot of changes that way. But, you know, how we break out of our own zone will be a little bit different against one team that will release a little bit of secondary pressure and one team that will kind of back off.
And how does film work for these games? I know, like you said, you're a big one game at a time type of approach. Is somebody pulling an all-nighter on a Friday to prepare for pulling an all-nighter for Sunday's game after you play Muskegon to kind of get that extra preparation in for Dubuque?
Well, we'll have our Dubuque video here tonight, and then we'll spend time tomorrow morning watching tonight's game. And so that'll kind of be what we'll use going into Sunday. And then by tomorrow afternoon, we'll be turning the page and looking at Muskegon and things we need to do there. And the nice thing is we're familiar with both teams. So it's a little bit of special teams, things the assistant coaches will work through that on, you know, what's going to help us on the power play and the penalty kill. And then we'll spend that little bit of time on 5-on-5 if there's something that we see from tonight's game that might carry over to Sunday.
Now, obviously, you won't be tuning in tonight, but you're seeing these the NCAA Hockey Conference tournaments either finishing up or in the middle of their series. Do you give yourself an opportunity to maybe catch some of these games? And do your players kind of check, especially the ones that might be committed to a school or not?
Yeah, the guys are talking a lot about the games, and I know they're excited to watch them on TV. And I caught parts of two different games last night, and you kind of check in on how some of our alumni are doing. And, you know, watching Denver play David Carl, a former coach here in Green Bay, you know, seeing his team. So it's you check in when you can and see how the games are going. But it's always going on, so it's kind of you're always box score checking, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Is it too early for some of your players to start trash talking, you know, schools without them actually strapping on the skates for those schools?
They'll joke a little bit, but for the most part, I think they love when they get that opportunity to play against each other. You know, they kind of build that bond here, and you know, then they go off and we'll see our North Dakota guys competing against our Denver guys, and you know, so they have little conversations now. I know I heard it in the locker room a little bit yesterday because everybody knew that it was Denver and North Dakota, so. You know, we got guys on both sides of that fence. So it was into it a little bit. They're not trash talking each other, but they were excited to watch the game.
And with the focus going on, obviously we're towards the end of a long season. We'll find out playoff opponents here before we know it heading into next month. And then, you know, you're seeing, you know, the college playoffs hit full circle. You're seeing the NHL kind of hit its stride as well. You have a lot of players that might be looking at the next level. How do you keep them focused on the now?
You know, I they do a good job of it themselves. You know, I mean, they're seeing it. They're watching playoff hockey. I mean, they know we've got our 18-game stretch to get to our playoffs. So it's that time of the year. You know, you start to build off of all the lessons you've learned during the year. And there's a lot of body management that just goes into this time of the year. I mean, we're going to play three games every week. We got four games this week. So it's you don't want to get ahead of yourself. It's probably what I'm trying to get across here is you're focusing on today. And then you worry about that next opponent. You worry about what happens next, you know, down the road. So we got a lot of games in front of us that will dictate, you know, home ice, division championships, everything like that. That'll happen, but it's all within our control, which I really like. You know, some years you'll sit there and say, well, we're just fighting to make the playoffs. Well, this year we're fighting to see, you know, how high we can get up that ladder and can we win that championship?
Do you see yourself maybe checking the standings a little bit more than you have in the past?
I don't spend a ton of time on it. Like, I've found the West more interesting to watch. You know, I kind of know where we're at in our standings, and I know where we have games at hand and where we need to win games. But the West division is extremely tight, basically 1 through 6. And so I kind of watch their scores, and I'm curious to see how that's going to play out over on that side.
And once again, programming note for NewRadioSportsNetwork.com and 104.1 WRLU listeners, we'll have the games tonight, March 16th, and then Friday and Saturday. Tonight, Dubuque is in town. Muskegon is in town Friday and Saturday. And, Coach, we always end with a fun question. You've had 70s night. You've had 80s night. For some reason, I think you maybe even had a 90s night. Saturday, heavy metal. If you had a heavy metal band that you're listening to, or maybe some, you know, a heavy metal band that one of the players have put on over the course of the years, do you have a favorite that you're leaning on and asking Jeff Binns or one of the other game ops guys to play to fire you up?
I don't, the heavy metal thing is really not my thing. I'm more of a, if you can sing along to a song, I'm more into that. So, but I'm sure there's going to be some Metallica going on. The jerseys are extremely cool. Again, they do a great job on the marketing side with, you know, having the heavy metal jerseys. So we'll be wearing those both Friday and Saturday night, and then auctioning them off on the after the weekend.
Yeah, get your heavy metal on this weekend as the Muskegon Lumberjacks come into the Rush Center to face the Green Bay Gamblers. We'll have those games for you once again on NewRadioSportsNetwork.com and 104.1 WRLU. Tobin Meyer on the call as he has been all season long. Coach, we wish you good luck, not just this weekend, but tonight. Get some rest, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks, Tim.
You're listening to the New Radio Sports Network.